post, the halfback toss, the sweep, the deep out, the pistol.
And they're going to run an inside give to Hunter, and he's hammered. No, Kaepernick keeps it. Thinking left and runs it in for a touchdown.
The Greg Roman Show. The 49ers offensive coordinator with Murph and Mac on KNBR, the sports leader.
Okay, it's time for it. It's the Greg Roman Show right here on KNBR 680. Greg Roman Show brought to you by Frost Brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Also brought to you by the 49er eye doctor, Dr. Scott Hiver. He's got offices in Daly City, Santa Clara, and San Ramon. So with that, we say good morning, Greg. Nice to have you on KNBR today. How's it going?
Good morning. How's it going?
We're doing good, man. We're doing good up here. We've been talking a lot about the Johnny Manziel thing from last night, but more importantly and locally, your team, the Niners, you know, opening up the new stadium. Why don't we start there, Greg? Let's start with the new stadium. Your impressions of it, if it had any effect on you, you know, your day, the game plan, the players in terms of getting into their rhythm, a new environment. I mean, when you look back on that day and all the fanfare, do you think like, yeah, that maybe put a little bit of a shadow on things, or was it just kind of par for the course with the new stadium opening?
Well, the new stadium itself is amazing. It's without question, all the new stadiums I've been around, it eclipses really in every sense. But it's going to be a great home for us, and my day is my day. It really doesn't change. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of nice technology in the stadium. I think the players have some very up-to-date, nice accommodations, locker rooms, training facilities. It's really, really a sight to behold. And there's a lot of little details in the stadium I'm sure fans will get a chance to see that are pretty well thought out.
Yeah, you know, Greg, did you notice any difference in the volume of the crowd? That's one thing I heard a lot of people say. Now, I wasn't down there last week, but I heard Kaepernick say it after the game. He said it just seems like it feels and sounds like it's louder than Candlestick Park was, and it's a preseason game. Did you notice that too?
Yeah, the crowd was great the other day. You know, I'm upstairs in the box, and it's pretty soundproof. So I didn't really feel it, but a lot of the guys were talking about it. So that's going to be a great asset, and it's going to be a pretty electric atmosphere there with the new crowd.
So far, the first couple of days of this week, Greg, I think a lot of the concern is what's going on with the offense. The fact that you've been outscored 57-3 in a couple of weeks now, people are wondering, well, what's happening? Why is this team out of sync? Or are they out of sync? And going into this week, is the primary objective now become just put points on the board? Or is it still more important and more about like seeing execution and overall precision from your offensive unit?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head there. Overall precision, that's what we need. There's a lot of good things going on. Really happy with some of our young guys and how they're playing individually. A lot of really, really good individual performances. The offensive line, I thought, played very well. And a lot of very, very good individual performances across the board. But overall, as a unit, not enough precision as an offensive unit. And that's what we need to tighten up the ship and get better execution. At the same time, in training camp, we're working on a lot of different things and, getting ready for the season, getting a really good evaluation of guys. So the one thing I'll say, the first couple games, we had a really, really good chance to evaluate some of our young guys, see how they responded to the bright lights of the opening game, and then see how they moved on from week one to two. But overall, we got to play better. We got to play with more precision, as you said.
Hey, Greg, could you give us your evaluation so far of running back Carlos Hyde? I mean, he was out there. He had a few carries. It looks like he's adapting pretty quickly. What's your take on his game so far?
Oh, man, I'm really excited to work with Carlos. And he's done nothing but impress me thus far on the field. And, he's got a lot to learn as a rookie, as they all do. And but he got some great mentors in that locker room. And he's got a really good running backs coach in Tom Rathman. And, really excited about Carlos. Like I said a couple weeks ago, the game, he gets football. And it shows up in his play, and he's able to learn from every little thing that happens. But got a lot of work to do, but man, we're thrilled we have him. And Carlos is going to be a guy that can pretty much do everything in our offense. So it's not like, hey, he's just a power runner, or he's just doing this, or he's just doing that. You know, he's a pretty multi-dimensional guy that is showing up every day with his hard hat and getting better.
Yeah, he looked good, and it was also good, Greg, to see, even for a couple of snaps and only, I think, two carries on the day, but good to see Frank Gore out there, too, after not seeing him in the first week. I know you don't want to use him too much. But still, I mean, he looks like Frank Gore to me. I mean, it's incredible. All these years gone by now, and there's new kids coming in, competing and offering that up, that challenge. And reading Gore's comments during camp so far, it's great. Frank Gore, he's what a champion this guy is, saying, hey, I invite it. I want the competition. Let me step it up now. And I'm just wondering if you're seeing that from Frank Gore. Not that you need to motivate him because he's one of the great professionals we've seen, but do you see like that he even stepped it up even more now that he sees like, hey, the clock is ticking. People are starting to wonder how long I'll be around. And what has that done to Frank Gore in camp so far?
You know, it really hasn't changed a whole lot. I mean, he's just as good a competitor as you'll ever find. And, I mean, he's an old-school football player that all young players should take heed and learn from because, you know, his strength of will, his work ethic, and, you know, aside from his God-given talent, really puts him over the top. And he's looking as good as ever. And I think we got him on a good plan. And he's responding well to it, working hard. He's being a great mentor for the young guys. And but he, at his core, is an old-school football player. He's a winner.
Yeah, we love it. We're talking to Greg Roman on KNBR 680. And, Greg, let's get into the quarterbacks a little bit with Kaepernick. I think, you know, we pretty much know what we're going to get there and hopefully some more polish and improvement this year. But more importantly, I think now is the backup quarterback role and where things are right now. We'll start with Blaine Gabbert. Just your impressions on what you saw Sunday and I guess the first 2 weeks of preseason and what you want to see from him going into this Sunday against San Diego.
Well, I'll tell you what, really excited to work with Blaine. We're around him all day, every day. And, I think he improved, from week one to week two. Just gotta do a better job of taking care of the ball. This is a totally different approach than he's been around before. And he's just gotta transfer what he does in practice to game day. And, you know, whatever he's done in the past on game day around here. He just got to tighten down the screws a little bit, but got a lot of characteristics that we like to work with, and works very hard and diligently every day, and looking forward to seeing him reap the rewards of those.
Okay, and I know that the, I guess traditionally, the third game of the preseason is usually the one where you guys want to get closest to, you know, real game kind of setting. And speed. And that being said, Josh Johnson, just your impressions on him, what we've seen so far, and what you're hoping to see from him this week as well.
Yeah, Josh is doing a lot of really good things. Again, he's had a couple turnovers that just can't happen, really from under center. And but we can get that cleaned up. And Josh is a really good game day player. Hopefully we can get him some good opportunities to get some drives going. By the time he got in last week, we became a little bit one-dimensional. But like to give him, you know, the full opportunity, really, to work in a normal situation where we're operating in our normal mode. But Josh is really a guy that is improving every day, and we just got to tighten it down on game day.
Greg, a couple more things for you today. I want to ask you about your wide receivers a little bit. You got a nice-looking group out there. And with Brandon Lloyd specifically, he's a guy that, you know, we knew from years ago here in San Francisco. He's went on to play for other teams. He's back now. And I talked to him, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago. It seems like there's a lot of maturity there now. Seems like there's a real appreciation for the game. And I guess that comes with age and experience. But it also, I have to say, like, maybe you weren't, but I was a little surprised at the speed. He's flashing a lot of speed. And I'm wondering, like, what kind of role you're going to see him having or hope to see him have with the offense this year. Is he going to be like a downfield threat kind of guy? Or do you see him as more of a possession guy or a little of both?
I think Brandon can do a lot of different things. And we're really excited to have him. It's great to have him back on the field. And before he got a little nick, we were really developing some good chemistry there. So I think we got to get back just to practicing our base stuff with him and getting back in that rhythm with him that we had before he got nicked. But yeah, he's another guy that he just is. If you ask me how old he was, I'd probably say 28, 29.
Yeah.
You know, that's just how he looks. So the thing that when you look at his career, he's been very productive, really short, intermediate, and deep. And he brings a little different style and dimension. So excited to have him. And, you know, we'll just keep working and get that chemistry back that we were developing.
Hey, last thing for you today is just we talked a little bit at the beginning about the new stadium, how exciting it is and everything. And then afterwards, read a few reports about the sod, about the condition of the field. Maybe it was a little loose. I mean, I'm sure it's a work in progress, but just wondering, you look back on that now and knowing that, did those have any effect, you think, at all on Phil Dawson trying to kick on Sunday? Or is this just him, you know, working out preseason kinks?
Yeah, you know, Phil, you'd have to ask Phil that, to your point. He could answer that specifically, and I'm sure he'd tell you that it probably didn't. But man, how glad are we to have Phil?
Just
a stud. And all told, it's pretty amazing how few little issues there were with the new stadium opening up. And I'm sure they'll get the sod right. And it's all about football, you know. We got to tighten it down a little bit on offense and get to executing a little bit better, but what a venue to play in. And I'm sure the sod will be addressed as everything is addressed that needs to be addressed.
All right, Greg. Well, we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to watching Sunday and beyond, of course, and talking to you throughout the season. So thanks for your time today, Greg. We'll catch up again next time.
All right, great. Thank you. Have a great day.